the fire, children at the cannons.
Because if your head's in the sand, your tail is a target.
Feel that things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here. All right, good day wherever you are in this world. I hope you're having a great day here listening to Revolution Radio. Everybody asks for this. Revolution Radio. Where the information never sleeps.
Radio at freedomslips.com. Hold on to the edge of your seats because you are in for quite the ride. It's time for the Granada Forum Radio Show. Right now, live on air with your host, Granada Wendy.
Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Granada Forum Radio Program. This is Revolution Radio. We are the number one commercial-free, listener-supported internet talk radio station in the world. We're located at freedomslips.com. That's freedomslips, S-L-I-P-S.com, or revolution.radio. That's revolution.radio. If you'd like to go to the homepage, I'll leave equivalent to a cup of coffee. We appreciate it to keep the paid programming on the air. So if you can put at least a cup of coffee, we appreciate that, guys, so much. And that's more than generous. Thank you so much. Okay, today is September 4th. September is zooming. I don't know what happened to August. August just went and came. We sometimes there's so many, you know, they say there's 7 days in a week and 24 hours in a day, but it's like flying by. I really don't know what to say. It's crazy. It is crazy. That's all I can tell you. By the way, I want to thank my co-host tonight, Mr. Nick Pearson.
Hey.
I'm producer. Yep. I also want to thank Richard Kane for all the past work he's done with us. Thank you so much, Rich. And Mad, if you're out there listening, thank you so much, Mr. Painter. Red, if you're listening, I want to thank you for the things you gave us today. We're going to play one of them. So thank you, Red, who's one of our researchers out there plugging the walking the walls and the halls to give us all kinds of information. Thank you, Red, for that. So we have Cousin Bob with us tonight, as well as John Graft. John, I'm going to let you go first because we have a couple things we want to talk about, but we're going to give you the first go around. What do you want to talk about, Handsome?
I love when you say that. You know what? I just want to tell you what the weather's like out here. First of all, it's supposed to be 107 tomorrow, right?
Right.
I'm watching some very mysterious fog rolling in today. I was in San Pedro, and this fog came in. Do you know how the fog comes in from the ocean usually and goes over the land? But this is going sideways, and I think they're doing something very strange out there. You couldn't even see the ocean at all. Okay, you just looked out into a white. Do you know how the sky looks white sometimes when you look up? Well, this is how the ocean looks. And it was just very weird, and I was waiting to feel some moisture from this white substance or whatever this was, and I didn't feel any moisture at all. You know, it cooled it down because it was blocking the sun so bad, you know, so much up there. But I don't know what's going on here. And the maskaholics are in full swing.
Yeah.
They're out there really putting those things on. And I don't know why. Full family, you know, all wearing them.
I know. I had a buddy. Oh, go ahead, finish. Sorry.
No, that's it. It just starts to really bother me to have to look at this because I don't want to. It's like watching somebody cutting their wrist and just going, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
It just drives me nuts.
I know. I had a buddy yesterday. I had a crazy day yesterday. Sometimes that happens, you know. And I wasn't able to get to Cousin Bob or Nick. But I had Mark Gonzalez, great guy, called me yesterday and caught me for a few minutes. And I asked him about something. He gave me some information. So I'm going to probably tomorrow, believe it or not, tomorrow with Bob and Nick or when they've got some time too, do a little research. They gave me some names of people about wearing the mask, about the oxygen levels and stuff like that. So I'm going to call these people and see if we can get them on for Tuesday or Friday night show, and then we can also give out the information. So I'm going to do some research there, so I'm happy about that. So thank you, Mark.
Well,
very bright man.
Yeah.
So I'm very, very happy about that. Number two, Red gave us some information. We're going to play something in its entirety. It's not too long. It's like maybe 10, 12, 15 minutes or something, nothing too big. But it's very, very, very good, very interesting. I wasn't able to make a couple more phone calls I'd like to, so some stuff is going to be made over the weekend or Monday. But, you know, the thing about this is you do find those days where just like there's just not enough hours in the day, so that happens, and so you just try to, you know, like it's going to happen the next day or the day after, but you're going to look into it. So we do try to do the research when we can. And we're very grateful for that, and that's why we have like Red and Cousin Bob and Nick's out there hunting. And Nick's
can you
a cowgirl.
Me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Bob.
Okay, so here's what I want to say. First of all, you know, we came out with a good idea. Actually, John came up with a great idea, and we're going to be starting a chapter, an LA chapter. Of Masks Anonymous.
That's all.
Love it, Mask Anonymous. First chapter.
People can't. They can't go out without.
Alcoholics Anonymous. Maskaholics Anonymous.
Excuse me.
And dude,
you're
I'm
right,
telling you, they need those right now. They need
Maskaholics
Anonymous. People can't leave their house without their mask now. They're all freaked out.
Oh, and the thing about this is, you know. The CDC, we talked about it on Tuesday last Friday. No, it didn't happen on Saturday. So we talked about it Tuesday on the show, and then during the weekend when the CDC said, look, out of 153,000, only 6% out of the 153,000 was even COVID. So that means there's only 9,000 people. What'd you say?
They died exclusively of COVID.
All right.
The other people had 2.6 diseases. And
right.
God, who are you going to do? You're going to ask God, hey, what percentage? I don't even know if coroners could do it. You know, what percentage actually threw them over the edge?
I think, too, unfortunately, and I want to say this, out of the 9,000 people that did die of COVID, I don't even believe that those 9,000 would have had to die. But unfortunately, they've made hydroxychloroquine scare us in America. In other countries, it's over the counter, it's available, and it's the sickest thing since sliced bread that they've made hydroxychloroquine practically illegal to get in our country. And it's one of the things that fights COVID, no problem.
Yeah,
among a few other things.
Yeah,
but it's big pharma can't make money off of it, so of course they don't. It's the same reason that they banned marijuana and hemp all those years ago, because big pharma can't make any money off of it, because you can't patent a natural plant, and hydroxychloroquine has been around too long for them to make any money. It's too cheap. They want the vaccine shots that they can give you for $3,000 a pop.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. By the way, can I ask you a question real quick? Do you guys have a call-in number at all, or do you not do that?
No, I don't, because I haven't been able to buy one off of Skype yet.
Okay.
Yeah, but I was going to say, try arguing with some of these petty functionaries at some of these bureaucracies, like going to the VA today to get my shoulder x-rayed. I couldn't even get through the front door without getting the mask on, and the security guy was right there eyeballing me, yelling at the girl at the front counter the whole time.
I know. I've had to go in there, too, and it's like E.T. had landed. These guys in hazmat suits and plastic gear on their face.
I know. I guess what they didn't see was when I slowly started removing the mask as I walked away from the front desk, though. And nobody kind of said anything to me as I walked, as it kind of further made its way down my face until it wasn't even covering my mouth anymore.
Good.
But I was wearing it. I had it on, but it just wasn't doing it. You know, it was a good chin strap.
Well, it doesn't do any good anyway.
I know that, but you try arguing with some of these people. You can't do it. They don't, their brain doesn't function that way.
No, it doesn't. It's
no, they're totally programmed and they're totally brainwashed. Yep. I mean, they are. I'm sorry. It's so sad. I'm not the brightest guy in the room. I'm not the rocket scientist from Gibraltar, but they're absolutely. It's like just like they've been like they've had a mask on their entire lives.
Yeah, they're pushing for it. I mean, and look what they're doing in Australia to people that don't have masks on. The cops are going after them. I mean, violently going after them.
What charge?
If you post anything about having a protest against the COVID or the masks or anything, they show up at your house and arrest you, like they did that pregnant lady.
I saw that.
Yeah. So well, I mean, they're locked down there even harder than we are here. And I've been to Australia. It's a great country.
Absolutely. And you know, it's so sad, Nick, is that only one person from the household in the country of Australia can go, but you can only go up to 3 miles to get food or go to get supplies, and you can only go up to 3 miles, and only one person from the household can go out.
Yeah, what happens to the people who are living out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, listen, the Aborigines and some people who are probably living there are probably doing way better than the ones that have, listen, the country of Australia is locked down, and I also heard, I am watching a little bit of the U.S. Open. I heard Darren Cahill, who's an Australian, he says if you go back to Australia, they put you in a 14-day quarantine. They'll bring you food. They'll do this. They'll do that. That you cannot go out for the 14 days.
Yeah. Same thing if you go to Massachusetts.
Yeah, well, like, listen, I don't, you know, crazy. And I want to say something. The country of New Zealand has no COVID whatsoever, and they are not wearing any mask, and they're happening. Of course, last weekend, of course, guys, both in England and in Germany and a little bit in France, I think thousands of people, tens of thousands, 100,000, a couple hundred thousand people came out. They're not wearing masks. They're pissed off. They know this is a total hoax. This has been, Pocahontas, a full Pocahontas, I don't know what to call it, a fraud. It's not to sit there and say that it doesn't exist, but you weren't going to die from it. But they acted like, oh my God, it was like nerve gas or something. This was not the case at all.
Yeah, and if you ever needed another example and a long line of examples, look at Nancy Pelosi going out to get her hair done.
Right.
And then not wearing a mask. Going to a place that was has been closed down and put rules that she pushed and agreed upon, and when she got caught, when the video of it got released, she turns around and blames the hair salon, saying, "Oh, you set me up, and I demand an apology."
It's like, called shampoo game.
God.
Yeah, it's like you got to be kidding me with these people.
Well, they say one thing and do another, Nick. That's what the New World Order does. They say one thing. It's all right for you to be starving. It's all right for you to have problems. But if they want to go out, go to a doctor of their choice. If they want to go do this, they can. They can do whatever they want with no consequences, and that's how they've been living, what, for the last, what, couple hundred, 200 years, 150 years, 200 years?
Yeah, they've been, they're trying to push back the elite class versus the serf class.
Right.
They're trying to bring all that back.
Right.
And they're going to be damned if they're ever going to get pushed back into the serf class. The thing that you got to remember is at some point they can get voted out of office. And they're going to have to go back to living like everybody else.
I'm still shocked that she was going to fix her hair.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Why?
By the way, there was another video of Nancy Pelosi, and she's, I think she's roaring drunk.
Yeah, when isn't she?
Yeah, I'm not lying. And she's roaring drunk, and her false teeth are coming out of her mouth. And I mean, they say it's unbelievable.
Okay, that's a wide range of videos there. You got to be more specific than that.
God, that's frightening, all that stuff.
And then of course, you know, you've got that doctor up in Canada saying that if you're going to have sex, you at least need to wear a mask. It's like,
oh my God.
What's the point?
How are they going to check on that one? Flashlights in your window?
Probably, yeah, they're going to make sure that they have a camera installed or something. But I mean, but seriously, what would be the point?
Nothing. Who's going to get excited with a giant bacteria taco on your face? Nobody. Stop it.
But no, not even that. It's like you're naked rolling around with somebody else.
Right? Fluid flying.
You know, rubbing this body part and that body part together, and you're worried about a mask on your face.
It's laughable. It's all laughable.
And depending on how wild you get, you know.
Well.
You know. You know, things are not going to stay in one person and not in the other. Okay?
Oh,
so, and yet you're worried about a stupid mask on your face, of all things.
They're testing us to see how stupid we'll be and do this stuff. There's people that will take that serious. Sorry, darling, I gotta wear it.
Yeah. Next thing you know, they're gonna have... I don't know if you ever remember that movie, The Naked Gun, with Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah,
those are
awesome. When he was there, when he's talking to Priscilla Presley, you know, I do practice safe sex, and so do I. And when they go on to get into bed, and they're both covered in these gigantic condoms.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah, body condoms.
Yeah, body condoms.
You know,
or we're going to wind up with something like you saw in Demolition Man, that Sylvester Stallone movie, when Sandra Bullock asks him, do you want to have sex? And she puts this thing on his head and she puts one on, and you know, there's no actual physical contact. It's all in their heads. And he pulls, Sylvester Stallone pulls it off and goes, what the hell was that?
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
All right. But I mean, some of the most retarded suggestions that these bureaucrats come up with, and people buy into it.
And you know, God, there's another movie, Woody Allen and Diane Keaton in Sleeper. They go into the machine or something. You get right.
The orgasmatron.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I remember that movie.
Didn't
that's
they
a
have like an orb or something? They had an orb in their hand or something. They got all excited and that's what happened.
The orb gets them all high.
Oh, yeah. That's a funny movie, though, I got to tell you.
Oh, yeah. It's classic.
Yeah, that made me laugh a lot.
This is kind of before he kind of went off the deep end, I think, a little bit. But, it's called Sleeper. It's kind of hysterical.
Yeah, crowd pleaser. Yeah.
Oh, my God. And then famous the dog's like a robot, and he goes, rags, rags, get him, rags. And the dog goes, woof, woof. It's just hysterical, you know. Oh, my God.
It's a robot dog.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it's beyond words. But, I have to tell this. I had to go out today. I go into a store. I walk with it kind of on. I have it below my mom's nose so she can breathe. But as soon as we walk past the front door, we kind of put it below our mine's below my chin, kind of. And I just don't really have it on. I'm not getting a lack of oxygen, and I'm looking forward to doing a little research with some of those people. I got some stuff from Mark Gonzalez, get some names, and we'll do some research. But I am not getting deprived of oxygen, Nick. Once you deprive your brain of oxygen, it's irreversible. It's not like you can go buy another box of Tony Tiger or a loaf of bread or something or an orange and replace it with your apple. It ain't happening.
No, that's what's going to happen. There's going to be a pandemic of brain damage and lung damage, and your lungs are going to look like an orange in the refrigerator when you leave it there too long.
Because
of the moisture, it's going to be fungicized. And then you're going to see some real sick people.
Right.
You know, and that's coming soon.
Right.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, and these people are wearing, the ones that I was dealing with today, they're wearing that mask 8 hours or more every day.
Oh, God. Some of these people have really... There's no question in my mind, Nick, that there's maybe a quarter of the country that does have, I hate to say that, some brain damage now. At least a quarter of it. I might even be half. I don't know. But they've got problems, Nick, and these are not people that can make decisions, and be able to function in certain ways anymore. And I think you're seeing it.
And these people, they're just so absolutely mindless in their jobs. they just really don't have any ability to think for that. I mean, there's, again, with the VA especially, you know, there's a bureaucracy there that you're dealing with. And like I said, some of the doctors there, a lot of them are pretty good, but they're so hamstrung by all these damn regulations. And even though Trump has loosened a lot of the regs up and made things a little bit better, it's still a bureaucracy. And dealing with bureaucrats is dealing with retarded kids.
Yeah.
Do this. Yeah. I'm not doing that because, and I'll give you a bunch of reasons. No, you don't understand. You have to do this. No, that's not happening. And I just gave you the reasons why. No, you have to do this. They're completely automated. They can't think for themselves.
No, I'm with everything else too.
Well, the problem is, Nick, too, they're making you think 2 + 2 = 4, but there's more ways to get to 4. There's 3 + 1, 1 + 3, and 1 + 1 + 1 + 1.
Yeah.
And they don't, of course, they're not looking to do any of that. They just think that, you know, it's the blue pill is for everybody, the red pill is for everybody, and for the ones that give us a hard case, we'll give them a yellow one. I mean, I hate to say that, but that's what they're doing.
Well, they're not even going 2 + 2 = 4. They're doing 2 + 2 = 5. And they won't argue. And they won't argue against it.
Oh,
which
God!
Which VA do you go to?
The one in Green Bay.
Okay, we got the Long Beach one here. You got to see this. It looks like MASH. They got all these tents out there for and fake everything. Spacesuits. I'm telling you, it's moonwalking. They're afraid of you when as soon as you walk up. They're like nervous about you and seeing what you're doing and if you're wearing the mask.
Oh, God.
And it's like you're afraid to do anything. Your blood pressure is going to be through the ceiling by the time you even get in there. So they give you blood pressure pills, luckily.
Wisconsin's a little bit looser on the mask thing because the state legislature actually clamped down on Tony Evers. But then, of course, Evers comes back and mandates the masks again. But at that point, nobody's paying attention to it.
Yeah.
Driving Mandy. Around with a mask, forget it. Going into stores, forget it. Even right afterwards, I went to the grocery store. No, it's not. I'm not wearing a mask. Even if they got a sign on there, state laws, you know, state emergency order says you have to wear a mask in our store. Yeah, that's not going to happen. So I go in and I get my stuff. Nobody cares. Nobody says anything. If you want to wear the mask, go right ahead. But don't put the burden on me simply because I know better.
Right.
Yeah. That's right. True. Out here, though, it's worse. I mean, where I am, I'm telling you, put on your football uniform before you go in there, because with your mask, they're going to be bothering
you. I'm going to be real interested to see what happens when the temperature hits 115 degrees there and they're trying
God.
To force
people
to
go. Oh, I can't go there.
They're still going to wear the mask, I promise you. They're wearing it now and it's hot as hell. They wear it on road construction, jackhammer. They're wearing the mask.
Well,
I mean, not only a little mask, but a black, full-on hot mask.
If you had like a lemonade stand.
Go ahead,
Bob. If you
had
like a lemonade stand, free COVID shots, vaccines, be a sign. You could probably, people would sign up. People would get it. Hey, can I have my COVID shot?
Yeah.
They would probably, there'd be a certain percentage of people who would go, you know what, let me be the first to get it.
Oh,
in fact, that would be the sign. Yeah. Be the first to get your COVID vaccine right in.
Oh.
Great. Yeah.
And a free glass and some lemonade while you're at it.
And you know, we talked about the doctor from Italy. I want to mention him, the doctor from Italy, ladies and gentlemen. He speaks in Italian because he's Italian. And then the subtitles are all in English so you can understand them. But they talk about the chromium 8, about they tested for chromium 8. That's what they tested for when they tested people for COVID, to find out how many people had chromium 8 in their system. So the fact of the matter is, they want to try to stop chromium 8 from being produced in your system so that everybody would be a Down syndrome person. You won't be able to think, and your body won't produce chromium 8. And, of course, you can also be acceptable to many, many different types of diseases. Your immune system would break down.
They want us to be slaves.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely not there. I want to ask a quick question. Bob, I'm going to give you do you want to say something? I don't know what time it is, but real quick. Do you want to say something? Because I want to ask. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a couple of things.
Go ahead.
Last week I missed it.
No. Go ahead.
To just talk about like the history when I met Nick
during the Ron Paul campaign about 10 years ago. And last week, of course, after the RNC, Rand Paul was attacked. Now, I got to tell you, if it was 8 years ago, I would have almost been happy to attack Rand.
Hello?
Succumbed and he supported Mitt Romney instead of his father. Okay.
Yeah, I remember that.
Very pissed off about that. Okay. But, you know, karma, comes.
Is that your phone, Bob?
Bob, you okay? Bob? Bob? Are you there? Bob?
Hold on. Let me, I'm going to hang. I'm going to.
God damn this fucking thing.
Yeah, the F-bombs there. Hold on, Bob. Let me call you back on the other number.
Wait a minute.
Wait. Okay. Nick?
Down very low.
I'm still here.
Okay, we're there. All right. Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you, Bob. Good.
A little better. Okay, I was going to go get my earpiece up. Anyways, and I wanted to compare because it was so obvious. I was watching what was going on in Wisconsin the same night, and I see, it reminded me of Dr. Zhivago when all these people, all the elite, were partying with their caviar and their fancy food and their champagne while, the people on the street, the homeless, the needy, the inequality, they're marching, and this is what's going on now. Because I noticed when I turned back to the RNC convention, at that particular moment, while all this stuff is going on and there's marching, you see these lily-white Southern females trying to,
give their angle on everything, and it just rubbed me the wrong way. I'm sorry. It was not reality. What was really going on there that third night? It was horrible. The RNC blew it. You know, what could you say? But the other thing is, right now, it apparently the Trump social media staff that he has right now, the famous, they like Charlie Freak and Charlie Ward. Those two Charlies are the favorites at the moment.
Say it again, Bob. Charlie Freak and Charlie Ward?
Yeah, Charles Ward and Charlie Freak, yeah.
Okay, Charles Ward. Okay.
Yeah, they love what's going on. Now, Charlie Freak had a real good Charles Ward. They both had some really good recent videos. But the one that stands out with me with Charlie Ward is when he went really deep into the quantum financial system, which is going to take everybody by storm, and it's happening, and I don't know when it's going to be, but it's, you know, Jassara Nassara. They're supposedly going to make all currencies around the world on par. They're all going to be backed by gold, and the gold is going to come from the Chinese elderly golden dragon and white dragon families that have been collecting gold for centuries. And it's their goal is supposed to cause peace on Earth for humanity. So the QFS, which this is why we have a space force now, is to control and make sure that the satellites, because there's going to be, I don't know how many different satellites are going to be up there, but they're going to protect
them.
They're going to protect them. That's why they have a space force up there. And everything, it's a quantum financial system, and you could actually, if you look it up and you go and you scroll down, you will see that the National Quantum Computing organization that the United States put together back in February. And it's been very, very hush-hush. No one really cares about it, except the people who are, who bought foreign currency, especially for the nations, the last two nations that the United States have decimated, Vietnam and Iraq. They are going to get their karma, their share of karma, for increasing their purchasing power. And with that, their currencies are going to be revalued. So just like any, it's an investment. But there's the people who are into that, the global currency reset value. They're the only ones who really care about the quantum financial system, because everything is going to be on a blockchain. Now, it's not crypto. It's not quit crypto. It's actually blockchain technology. And everybody's who has a smartphone, just like they do now, that's going to be your key. That's going to be your wallet. You're not going to have to carry cash around or anything. Everything. And a lot of people are going to, we're all going to have a lot more money. There will be a jubilee. There's supposed to be debt forgiveness. Credit card forgiveness, student loan forgiveness, all the rest. So I think each person is can have like 150,000. I don't know. That's what I heard once. 150,000.
Yeah, I'd look at that debt forgiveness with extreme suspicion, considering the people that are owed.
Well,
they
got to do something. 30% of the renters. 30% of the renters are behind. They can't even pay their rent. What's going to happen when that period comes out? What's going to happen? Yeah. You're going to see all kinds of pandemonium. You're going to see landlords go into their ascendancy with a gun. Get the frick out of here. You haven't paid. It's going to be canned. They're going to have to do something like that.
Well, they, yeah.
But I'll listen to your argument.
What they need to do is open up the damn businesses again. I mean, yeah. Full on, just open everything back up, period.
I agree. I know that. Yeah, the Midwest, right. Arizona, Montana, Idaho, they are open, yeah. Nick. Arizona, when they have, their movie theaters are open in Arizona. Their bars are open. The Midwest is open, which, you know, this is another thing. I've mentioned this a few times, Nick, and Bob and John. That mainstream media doesn't say, well, this state is open. This is what they're doing. They don't – they whatever state you seem to go, I mean, say, we live in California. We're so censored. But other states are open, and they're you know, they're going back. They're doing stuff. And it's because, you know, their governors are a thing. But the Democratic governors, they are trying to keep everything closed. And this is – I'm going to tell you something, Nick. You know, this is now September 4th. I mean, to me, it's just like, you know, if I was your governor or Senator Cosman, say, I wouldn't vote for you if you were a dog catcher, and I would never vote for you, never support you. And I think some of the people in some of those states and republics, Nick, or Don and Bob, there's backlash, as you know it. There's backlash.
Wendy, are these places fully open, or are they still having little, you know, 6 feet apart and then all that
stuff? I think you can go in Arizona, you sit down, they'll serve you. They're not expecting you to wear a mask when you're eating at all. So people are just, you know, taking their time eating. The movie theater, the bottom line is you bought a ticket, you walked in, you sat down, you took your mask off, no one said a word to you.
Yeah, but is it a 25%? It's not 100% capacity.
Well, I was told by my buddy went into a late movie, maybe a 10 o'clock movie, not real late movie, and there was like four people in the theater. But it's just because some of the movies theaters are just, they've just opened up. And also, too, they haven't been advertising movies, guys, you know. But the bars are open in Arizona, and the Midwest is open. I mean, this is the thing, is that over half the country is open. But the Democratic states have really done a number on their people, and they've chosen the dark side. I don't know what to tell you. You know, that's what this is really all about.
It's a joke. It's all a joke. It's all a hoax. It's all a bunch of crap. Control. That's all it is. I would like to see that at a bar that's open. I want to see what they're doing there. You know if they're sitting behind plastic walls or something stupid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, are they going to have plastic in between the seats?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on the restaurant. I have to admit on that one. I don't know. But I can tell you, a few weeks ago, everybody in Arizona just invited people over to their backyards with pools or garage, and everyone brought some food, and people were just, you know, in the garage with a fan or an air conditioning, because it's 100, you know, Arizona's hot, and brought, you know, and they were socializing. They just think that people, and this is the thing, I mean, in California it might be a different story, you know, I don't know, but because they're so willing to just follow this regimen of evil, but in other places, they said this is crazy, and people just did stuff what they normally did, you know, but...
All of them.
Yeah, the Arizona governor is taking some backlash right now because they said he took some money from the Chinese or something, and he kept his state closed. But man, the Arizonians finally got so pissed off that he had to open it like last week or a week ago, and the people just said, we're going back, and the businesses went back.
Good. And everybody needs to do that right now. There's a lady out here that I know that has an antique shop, and she never closed down at all. She's
good for her.
She doesn't wear a mask. She doesn't make people wear a mask in the store. She's awesome.
Wow. And you know, I bet you people have given her business. Absolutely.
And she's awake. She's awake to all this crap. She knows it's a hoax. She's just not closed down. She just said, I'm not closing down. And nobody's messing with me. And most people won't be messed with. Just open your damn store.
And I think some people in the in Orange County, in the beach communities, Huntington Beach and Hermosa Beach. You know, you can keep your mask in your pocket, just wear it below your chin. They didn't want to really harass anybody, you know, and try to get their beach communities going again, because they just said this is just totally ridiculous what they've done. So parts of Orange County didn't, they went their separate ways, because, you know, City of Los Angeles has Eric Garcetti, and him and Newsom are just, they're evil. They're absolute evil.
Yeah, not sure they're human. I don't know, but they really free.
Gary, call. And then after Gary gets on, we can play the tape that we got, information from Red. That'll be fun. I think Gary should definitely hear that. Of course, Gary will always have a few things to say, too, so it'd be good.
Yeah.
Let's see. And one thing I want to say, too, they have shut all the beaches practically in Southern California now. Malibu, up in Santa Barbara, they closed them. Ventura closed. I don't know about maybe parts of Orange County or San Diego, but so many, they shut the beaches on Labor Day weekend when it's 100 degrees, maybe more, and it's just terrible.
You know what you do? You just go to the beach. You just go to the beach. Bring your little sand bucket, build some castles, and tell them to shut up. Who's going to arrest you? The COVID police? Even the police know this is a joke. The police are sitting in their car looking at this going, I don't want to play this game anymore. It's like playing house with your little kids.
I know.
They don't like it. They know it's fake. I've talked to a bunch of them. They know this is the biggest...
Oh, they know. Absolutely, they know this is a fake. The police aren't that stupid. Come on. No.
They're not pulling people over with no mask on the freeway and stuff. Come on. Somebody that got pulled over or ever was questioned by a policeman about their mask.
Of course. And also, too, they scared people who lived in Orange County if they were visiting people in L.A. Oh, you can't come from Orange County to L.A., you're gonna get somebody in trouble. Absolute garbage. The propaganda that was said is beyond words.
The media is making the laws, and they're making people fall for it. There is no law.
I know. I agree, John.
Oh, no. Crap. Yeah, I'm sick of this whole thing. Just go back to work, guys. Don't pay attention to these little freaks. They're just pushing us around like bullies in a schoolyard.
Yeah, I hear you on that one.
They have nothing. They're nothing.
No.
Okay, Wendy, we have Gary.
Okay, good. Gary, are you there, handsome?
Yes.
Gary?
Testing 1, 2. This is Gary.
Yeah, okay, Gary. We hear you. What time is it, Nick? By chance, how many minutes we have left for the program? I mean, for the first hour.
Testing 1, 2, Gary.
Yeah, you're right here. Gary, we hear you.
We still got about 15 minutes.
Okay, Gary, listen. We're going to have you talk for a few minutes if you want to say a few things, and then we're going to play, after the break, we're going to play a little video so everyone can hear it, because some information has come down the pipe. We want everyone to hear it. So is there a few things you'd like to say, handsome?
Gary's gone. I think he couldn't hear us.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Let me try him back real quick.
Okay. Get him back.
Have you guys noticed? I want to tell you something. If you guys have noticed, there's actually, I've seen it twice. There's people out in front of stores, mainly women, telling people that they got to wear their masks. I mean, they're just.
Oh,
there.
My God. No, I haven't, thank God, experienced that one. Thank God.
Yeah,
it's upon themselves to do this. They're watching.
Testing 1, 2.
Gary, can you hear us now?
Gary?
Hello.
Yeah, Gary, we're here. Can you hear us?
Testing 1, 2.
Gary?
2, 3, 4.
Unbelievable. Gary, can you hear us?
Gary? He's going to hang up again.
Gary, testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Now I can hear you. Wow, that's weird, Nick.
Yeah, he hung up. Let me call him direct.
Okay.
Give me a minute.
Yeah, no problem. I'll tell you something else, Sean. I haven't seen giant lines in the sky, but I know they're using some type of drones because I do have stuff in my throat in the morning and, of course, in my nose, and I know that I'm not sick from a cold or nothing, but I know it's a chem.
Yeah, it's always in the air. I mean, it's always
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I got a picture.
I just think they're using drones at a lower level, and they're just able to dispute it.
I got some pictures from my Facebook, from somebody on Facebook, and they were up in a plane, and they were taking pictures out the window. You know how we have a whiteout? Well, they were above the white, and these guys are spraying right above it. You can't
there
even
you
see
go.
Them now.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh. At nighttime, when I go out between 3 and 4 in the morning, I have a little ritual, and I look out, and I look for what stars or planets are out in my limited view, and most of the night, there's like a fog, a real thick fog over West Hollywood. It's ugly.
Yeah.
You can't even see anything.
Yeah, they got stuff in it. Yep.
Yeah, definitely. I can feel it.
Definitely. Yep, I agree. Concur.
My sinuses are going crazy.
Yeah, my mother's sinuses too. The last few weeks too. I hate to say it. Yeah. It's true. It's true. People who are sensitive sinuses. Absolutely.
Yeah, and then the sinuses, your nose runs from the back, so it makes you cough, and then you're around all these people with the mask on, and then you look like Typhoid Mary out there because you're coughing because your sinuses.
Well, I've had a cough many when I've been at Trader Joe's and I have my mask on, and I start having a coughing fit out of nowhere.
Oh, I know. I get it too.
I have to run away. To the corner where they used to have the coffee because I don't want people. I mean, when you cough, people look at you like, holy shit, what are you
doing? Like you got nerve gas. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing here? Oh, and then they try to take your temperature. I went for a haircut yesterday. I had to take my temperature. They aimed it at my forehead. I go, no. Do it on my forearm.
Right.
Don't do it at my pineal gland.
No. Wait a minute. Trader Joe's trying to take your temperature?
No. Supercuts.
Oh, Supercuts. Those medical professionals. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. We need to take your temperature before we cut your hair. Bite me, you freaks. I am so sick of it.
Bite me, you freak. Oh.
Taking your temperature. No. It'll make you live better. This is insane! Holy crap!
It's only going to get crazier in the next 2 months.
Remember when we used to play Army and we used to play House when we were little kids?
Yeah.
Now we're playing Virus. Stand away from me and put this thing on your face, and we'll stare at each other like a bunch of morons for no apparent reason.
Hey, Gary, can you hear us now?
I hear you good.
Okay.
Cool. I hear you too, Gary. All right, great. All right.
Okay, good.
Hey, Gary, we have a few minutes before the break, so and we're going to play something after the break, but we want you, if you want to say a few announcements and get some stuff off, please do.
Actually, I received a couple of, and I bought in multiple, I don't buy in singles. The John Birch Society has a book called China, the Deep State's Trojan Horse in America, and I'm only about a third of the way through it. I went through it last night. It's a short little paperback book. You can get them cheap. And it shows how, you know, how far and how detailed, and it goes into both political parties. An excellent paperback book. And they're able to print pictures much clearer now. They're not all muddy. So, you know, you've got, you know, a number of the culprits in there. in addition to that, they have they reprinted Bill Jasper's article called Directing the Disorder, and the subtitle is The Council on Foreign Relations is a Deep State Powerhouse Undoing and Remaking the World. And it has several foldouts, which are absolutely terrific. They go from 1929 all the way up to the present, everything from the Federal Reserve to the president to, you know, secretaries of state. And here, one of the titles here, CFR members, the last 15 state departments are indicated below in the, wow, italicized type. But the way that they succeed each other, you know, has nothing to do with Republican or Democrat. It's a secret state run by the Council on Foreign Relations.
Yep. And the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, as well as the Bilderbergers. It's just unreal.
Yeah, and you can buy these. I went up to 500 copies, and so I got them for, I don't know, close to 50 cents a piece. But they're great foldouts. I'm not even sure how many pages it looks like. It's, and they're glossy. They're really nice. It's 20 pages with two foldouts. So it's cheap enough to purchase in quantities and distribute to all the people that, you know, have, unfortunately haven't heard of it since Dan Smoot's been around.
Wow. Unbelievable. Good stuff. Okay.
But,
anything else, Gary?
Let's see. They took down, I don't know if I mentioned last week, but or if it happened last week, but they took down my talk on Crossfire that was on YouTube. And the Crossfire interview had to deal with the Council on Foreign Relations when I was on with both Tom Braden and Pat Buchanan. It was up three weeks ago. It was up for 25 years, and it's no longer there. So these guys are erasing all kinds of stuff. It makes you know that, you know, a lot of times they do that before they erase you out of the picture. So I've already had the Wikipedia taken down, you know, five or six pages. But I'm being removed, at least digitally, presently.
Well, congratulations. That's a mark of a real truther.
A real truther. They take you down because you speak the truth. Well,
yeah.
Was this back when you had a beard?
No, I was in the East Room of the White House. We had more publicity than the rest of the House of Representatives combined, according to CBS News Central. We got out more information about the Council on Foreign Relations and Trilateral Commission than all, you know, previously known in history. And Anthony Hilder was at my side when we went to Washington, D.C., and he's a great word weaver. So he knows how to, word weave so that the press, even though they don't want to say something, he creates it where they can't let it go. And I know one phrase that worked always was, the Soviets get the wheat and the Americans get the shaft. And I don't care what kind of reporter you are, but when you hear that type of stuff, they have to write it down. And we had, you know, a lot of different, you know, Jesse Jackson had always been good with that type of phrasing and, click clack or, you know, Muhammad Ali, right? knew how to make the words rhyme and alliterate and in a form that you can't particularly get them out of your mind.
Because I found a video up there that says,
Gary. Yeah, Arnold. We ended up. We got tons of news media, and we spent most of the time traveling in the U.S. rather than working in the congressional district in which I was running.
Okay, but I did find a video up there.
And we had gotten so much information that 2 years later, we thought we'd try to run on our profile then. And I ended up running for president, and I only filed in New Hampshire But again, we got like about 150 million hits on information that we wanted to get out.
Wow. Well, go ahead, Nick. What did you say?
Destiny 1-2.
Yeah, we're listening to you, Gary. Go ahead, Nick.
I lost you.
No, we can hear you, Gary.
I did say I did find a video of Gary Arnold and it says Gary Arnold combats a CIA operative on crossfire with host Pat Buchanan.
Destiny 1-2-3.
Yeah, and deep state operative Tom Braden.
Wow.
So I don't know. I didn't know if that was
the one, Gary? Gary?
No, he lost us again.
Oh, God. Man, they're... Okay. Nick, how far are we from the break?
A couple minutes tops.
Okay. So, guys, you can look for Gary Arnold with the crossfire on with Pat Buchanan. And where can you find that, Nick? Is it BitChute or where?
It's on YouTube.
Oh, it's on YouTube.
Yep. Just look up expose of deep state crossfire, or just look up Gary Arnold crossfire Gary Arnold, and it'll bring it right up.
Great, crossfire with Gary Arnold YouTube. Okay, great.
Yeah,
that's good. That's cool.
To make me laugh tonight. I mean, Super Cuts took your temperature. That just killed me.
They did do
my heart surgery. I did let them do that because Supercuts takes on a whole new meaning now. This is a joke. Burger King.
Oh.
Can I have fries with that? Yeah. Oh, this is good. This is becoming a laughable situation. Saturday night.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
We'll try to get Gary during the break, guys. We'll call him back, and then we'll get the break. We're going to play a video we want everyone to listen to because we got some information today, and we want to make sure that everyone hears this because we think it's extremely important to share it and just to have it as more knowledge and keep it in your bag of tricks because you need to know.
Yep.
We'll get Gary back, hopefully, for that. Gary's amazing to me,
We're in the break.
Oh, we're in the break. Okay, guys, we'll be right back. This is Granada Farm Radio Program. This is Revolution Radio. Hold on. We'll be right back. Give us a couple of minutes.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
This is Gary.
Hey, Gary. Don't know what happened, but apparently
many years from now.
Yeah,
would
boy,
you
I don't
be
know.
Willing
I'm just checking the,
to trade all the day from this day to that for one shot? Just one shot.
So, I don't know what's cooking.
Until our enemies that they may take our lives.
Yeah.
But they'll never
take
freedom!
I can't hear you.
The future is uncertain. I know this. Death is inevitable. I know this. But one thing is certain. As free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
That's right here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio! Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Okay, welcome back to the Granada Forum Radio Program. This is Revolution Radio. Again, if you'd like to go to the homepage, a live equivalent to a cup of coffee, we appreciate to keep the paid programming on the air. Do we got Gary back with us, Nick?
Nope.
Oh, man.
He keeps losing us where he can't hear us, and then he hangs up because he doesn't know if he's on the air or not.
He's on the air, right.
But he doesn't know that, so he doesn't know what's going on. And I just tried to call him back on my regular phone, and he's not picking up, so.
Okay, I'm sorry, Gary, for tonight on this. Okay, we'll have to try to work this out. All right, we had some problems with Bob last week, and now we're having a problem with Gary, so I'm so sorry. Gary, we'll try to straighten this out for next week. We're going to play the thing, though, the little clip, and we hope you guys like it, and then we can comment on it.
Okay.
Which clip is it?
I think this is the mic one, talking about the food.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
We just got courtesy of Red. Courtesy of Red.
Thank you, Red. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. If it's true, it was kind of startling.
Yeah.
What they're trying to do. Everywhere, it's full spectrum dominance, as Deborah Tavares calls it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Track, trace, and vaccinate.
Okay. Oh, God.
That's what they want us to do. Track, trace, and vaccinate.
Oh, God. I know. They want to know every person you're talking to, everywhere you're going. It's like, give me a break. It's like, this absolute, right. It's so George Orwellian, and I can't see straight. And, it's so sad.
Yeah, Bulletin Informer has a good video right now that's getting taken down everywhere. It's great.
Which one is it?
He's got a new one out. It's he's talking about something that they're putting in the food now.
Who's saying this?
Bulletin Informer, Joe Imbriano. Do you know him?
Joe Briano?
Yeah, I think that's what we got.
I think that maybe this is who we're getting. Yeah, and we're playing.
If this is true, this is really bad. Some Brasilio virus they're putting in the
food. We're gonna play this. We're gonna try to play this.
Yeah, to give you the symptoms of the virus so they can keep milking this hoax into the oven.
So that's why we're going to play it.
Good. I'm glad you got it because it's been taken down by everybody. I mean,
we're happy. So
He's got a lot of connections. This guy that are amazing, but you got to kind of wonder about that. But still,
yeah.
But it's interesting. He's always right about what he's saying. What they're doing to the schools for the kids with the air conditioners—they're messing with that.
And the Southern universities in their air conditioning units and the filters was tinned with COVID or something to get people sick. So how sad is that one? It's just unbelievable.
Did you see the one where there was a woman doing the video, and she was saying COVID virus is something in us. They're using our own DNA, our own human DNA, as a virus. And it was such a good video, and it kept getting taken down, too.
Wow, I have to get a hold of that one.
Oh, boy. I still have it, I think. You go, what a joke this is, using your own...
Okay, I've sent it to Nick and to Bob. We can,
Yeah, they're playing us like a fiddle. Big
I hear you on that one.
Yeah, enough.
I hear you. Nick, are you working at it? I take it, Mr. Tech. I know you're having some tech problems right now. Nick? Bob, can you hear me?
I could hear you.
Okay, John, we're all on. Okay, Nick, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I was just on the phone with Gary.
Okay.
What's the problem?
I don't know. There's something going on with his phone. He just gave me his other phone number, so I'm going to try to get that into Skype so we can call him back.
Okay, hey. Do that, and then we'll play the tape then. I'd like to hear this.
Okay, go ahead. Who's playing it, Bob?
Call him, and then we'll play the tape.
Let me see.
Okay, it's going to take me a couple minutes to get it into Skype because I got to add.
So that. Hopefully that's going through. That's good.
I'm trying to think how I even.
Yeah.
I can't even remember how I get messages anymore. There's so many.
Is this the one from Joe from Millennial
Bread?
Yes, it was.
I can play it if you want to.
Yeah, go
that's
ahead.
Fine.
I have it all queued up. I just got to.
Is Gary on?
No.
Try to get Gary on first, and then we're going to play the tape.
Okay.
Because he should definitely hear this.
You guys chatter away with whatever you're going to
cool.
do. Because it's going to take me a couple minutes.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we got this from Red and stuff, and so it's kind of interesting what this guy says. So we just want to make sure, just to kind of play it, get it out there, and so people can do the research and dig a little bit. That's how it's good about different things, because we all have so many different lives, and sometimes somebody will come up with something that no one else come up with, and you know what? That's the answer solution. So that's why we're trying to make sure that we get so much information out on all the shows, both our health show on Tuesday with Cowgirl and Nick and Bob and myself for Natural Healthy Connections on Revolution Radio every Tuesday morning from 9 to 11. And then Nick's on from 7 to 9 on Tuesday nights, giving everybody some ruckus. There you go. Because, you know, Nick, he can't be quiet. No, he's just, that's just the way he is. So Nick's on from 7 to 9 every Tuesday night, and then we're on in the morning with the health show from 9 to 11 in the morning. So that's a good thing. So hopefully it's going to get Gary and we'll be all together, and then we're going to play it so that everyone can hear it. We believe it's that important. We try to give as much information as we can, guys, now out, especially with what's going on now. Every time we can get a clip of stuff, we try to play it so that it will go out and people can hear it. So that's very important.
Good. I thought you guys were going to play that.
I think Nick is trying to get Gary Arnold on so he can listen to this too, John.
Okay, good. That's great.
Yeah. So we're just an extra minute or two, hopefully, and everyone will be on and we can all listen.
Okay, cool. We're just trying to kill some time here while we wait.
Well, you know, guess what? The election is actually less than 2 months away.
Oh, my God.
2 months. Today's the 4th, and we're talking November 3rd.
Wow.
So,
Wow.
You sound very far away right now.
Oh, yeah. I don't have my... Last time I put my little attachment in,
yeah.
it was clicking.
Okay.
I have another one. Let me see if that's okay. Apart. Although, I'm not going to be talking too much during the audio. But
right.
At least, let me see. You know, there's so many different variables. Because, you know, I have if you have an iPhone and an iPad and a laptop. That's only three. But the attachments that get into
you're
it.
You're surrounded, dude. You're surrounded. Your hair looks good, like John King right now. It's got to. I mean, wow. Frequency man.
God, that's a good one. We could sell shirts. Frequency man. Oh, my Lord. Oh, by the way, I've got to put a phone call into a couple of people. Hopefully we can do that this week. This could get done. But, you know, the mainstream media is advertising. I mean, they are advertising 5G.
That much better? Could you hear me?
Yeah, I can totally hear you. But
you
the
can
thing
barely
about
hear
whole,
me?
No, I can totally hear you, Bob.
Oh, clearly. Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you clearly.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. John, I noticed too, John, I was around my neighborhood. I was at a kind of like a you know, one of your places where you go shopping, you go to your market, and you know, in the back they have the giant poles with the I noticed that they're adding more stuff on the poles. Is anybody else noticing this? Is it just me?
Yes.
Big time. I mean, I'm not lying. There's so much stuff on these giant poles that they put up about 25 or 30 years ago and been emptied. And then, you know, the last 10 years since from the cell phones and all that. The stuff that's on them right now, I noticed that they just added a bunch of stuff. I was like, oh, my God. And I've driven around a couple places, and they had like two of them next to each other. I mean, it's just amazing what they actually have.
I see them too.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. John, Gary, are you there?
Gary, can you hear us now?
Gary, no. I think you might have the wrong number.
Oh.
God, so sorry.
Oh, God, okay, thanks.
No,
sorry, handsome.
No worries, you too.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's see if we get the right
like Gary
number.
Wow.
That's the number.
That's a nice right guy. Thing. We should have told him when you're on, unfortunately, you're on the air live. We're so sorry. But I didn't want to scare him.
Oh. Oh, God. You know what? I'm tired of hearing about this whole coronavirus is about taking Trump out of office. I don't believe that for a second. I mean, look at it. Look at him. He's in office now. We're getting sprayed like bugs, and the food's being poisoned and everything else. Why would that have anything to do with it? I just don't believe that. Like, it's all going to be gone if you know, when we get rid of Trump. It's not the truth. This is worldwide. He's the president of the United States. This is worldwide.
Oh, yeah. In other countries, they know who the president is in America, but it's just the mainstream media in our country is just beyond the fifth column in America is just beyond words right now. It's just the propaganda in the country is at the highest it's ever been, and they're just like full blown just continue to pound the pavement on evil. It's sad.
Yeah, they really are. It's at all new levels. I went into the bank today and I had a hat on. And the guy at the door goes, "Oh, there's a new rule now. You have to turn your hat backwards." I go, "What?
What the?
Whoa,
wait a minute! Wait a minute! They said that to you? You have to wear the hat backwards?"
Yeah, he did. I go, "Can I put on a space suit too?" Because
My Lord!
But he said that because he goes, "The cameras have to read your face in case you're planning on holding up the bank."
Oh God! Oh. You know, you should have said, "Hey, let me just take my mask off. You don't have to worry about my hat, dude."
No, I should take the pants down. You can take my rectal thermometer and jam it up there. Play hopscotch before you go into the bank. It'll keep the virus away.
They're just playing
games as far as they can push us. And once they do that, people are still building buying stuff. I can't take it. People I know that are like really smart people are hiding. And they're wearing a mask. They're watering their lawn with a mask on. You look like an idiot.
I was finishing an errand the other day. I was coming home. I was kind of in my neighborhood. And I can't tell you how many people are exercising, riding bikes, running or walking with their mask on. And I'm like, okay, these people are dead. These people are gone. They're in for a rude awakening.
Yeah, their lungs are fungus sponges. Says they're done. They're going to the hospital.
Yeah, they're going to the hospital. They're also going to the hospital for lack of oxygen to the brain, and they don't. Yes. This is like a slow kill, and it's so sick that they have got so many of these Americans into this mask thing. It's beyond words.
Unbelievable. Well, I call people COVIDiot fruit flies.
COVIDiot fruit fly. There you go.
Once they know something, they don't change. They're not gonna try to escape. They're gonna be slaves. They don't care. That's very comfortable for them.
Yeah.
The people that are wearing the masks right now and reporting on people, and they're gonna be the first ones to unlock the gates to the ovens. Come on in. Come on in this way. They're leading us in.
Oh God.
Really?
Oh.
They're buying the whole.
I don't know
load.
If they want to kill us first. I think they're going to want to get our adrenochrome from our blood.
Oh.
You're going to get a lot from me because I'm pissed off.
Oh, my Lord. Nick, can you hear me? It's when? Are we all close to getting Gary?
I'm having issues with Skype again. So.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Unfortunately, we can't get him. Let's just play the tape so people can get this out.
All right.
Okay.
All right, give me one second.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're sorry about Gary Arnold, but we're going to play the tape so you can hear it. We think it's that important, so please listen. Thank you, Nick.
All right, let's make sure we've got a signal here. This is Joe and Brianna, the Fullerton Informer, coming to you live. This is Thursday, September 3rd, 2020. I've got an urgent warning. It has to do with our food supply, ladies and gentlemen. And this, I'm going to be very brief here, folks. There is going to be an outbreak of what is known as brucellosis. It is a bacteria foodborne illness. And it's going to be put into frozen foods. And it's going to start out very slowly, probably at the middle of the country, like an area like Chicago or somewhere in the Midwest. And the symptoms of Brucella poisoning, brucellosis in humans, are the identical symptoms of what they're claiming COVID does. What's of deep concern to me...
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you hang up or press 1 for more options.
Autoimmune hemolytic anemia as a result of an infection with this gram-negative bacteria. Folks, they are going to pull all the stops out to try to get us to believe in this fake virus so they can do everything they want with us and to us. I'm warning you right now, this is a very simple solution. This has been animals, milk, cheese, something that's very common. Here's the deal. Brucellosis is an extremely dangerous bacterial infection, and it can be released in the food supply. They can also spray it on us. All right, you need to do your homework on the symptoms of brucellosis and the Brucella bacteria. I have some advice for you, folks. Cook your meat. Do not drink or buy or consume any unpasteurized dairy products. And if you're going to consume any frozen foods, you better cook the crap out of them, okay? This stuff, the spiked food, is going to start hitting the shelves this weekend. Their plan is to blame the back-to-school and the Labor Day travels on a spike in COVID. Folks, they are going to do everything they can to induce illness in us. whether, you know, they've had a bunch of opportunities to do different things, okay? The 5G systems aren't in the homes yet, so they can't get us that way. The classrooms have been weaponized with the air conditioning upgrades and the millimeter wave chips and the Wi-Fi access points. Mosquitoes are being released, but they haven't spiked them with the malaria yet. They're going to go for the food supply, folks, and what they're going to do is they're going to spike the food supply with Brucella, okay? Brucella bacteria, gram-negative bacteria, it gives the same types of symptoms as COVID. Look up the symptoms. Now, I want to pay attention to the one of the very scary things about Brucella infections in young people is it can induce autoimmune hemolytic anemia. And hemolytic anemia is when your body cannot make blood cells faster than they're being destroyed. So you cannot, repeat, you cannot make enough red blood cells to bind your fever, chills, fatigue. They're going to blame on COVID, folks. It's not COVID. COVID's fake. It's not real. What's real is the stuff they're going to put in the food. What is real is the electromagnetic weaponry that they're going to have you turn on in your house. Folks, do not eat any unpasteurized cheeses. Do not drink any unpasteurized dairy products. And if you're going to buy any frozen food from today forward, because it could already be on the shelves, cook the crap out of your food. Do not undercook your meat. Do not undercook your eggs. Do not undercook your anything from the store, any frozen foods. And to be honest with you, folks, it's the frozen
foods
that are the
maximum time
are the most
for recording
and
your
most likely to be spiked.
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to the message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
I'm warning you, this is what they're up to. This is their next move. They're going to induce illness with a foodborne pathogen called Brucella. And the symptoms of brucellosis in humans are a mere... The bagging and tagging, the fake death certificate entries are all getting us ready to, in all the system, getting the system ready to deal with an outbreak of some sort. And the brucellosis that's coming for Labor Day weekend, it's going to affect young people. That's what's really scary about this. It can really affect young people. And it can. One of the symptoms of the brucellosis onset in a young person is it can induce what's called hemolytic anemia, and it just so happens that chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine also can induce hemolytic anemia. And once again, hemolytic anemia is a syndrome by which your body can't make red blood cells faster than it's recycling them. Your body recycles red blood cells just like your alcoholic neighbor recycles his beer cans. The cans go to the processing plant, they melt them down, they make new fresh cans. Your body uses old red blood cells, breaks them down to make new ones. Hemolytic anemia is a disruption of that process. Hydroxychloroquine disrupts that process. Hydroxychloroquine is not a solution to anything, folks. Hydroxychloroquine is part of the con, part of the weaponry, part of the scam to get your red blood cell count down so that 5G millimeter wave oxygen-depriving frequencies will have a greater effect on your ability to breathe. And if you pick up brucellosis, if you have a Brucella infection, one of the symptoms is shortness of breath. You won't be able to breathe because it can induce hemolytic anemia. You have to look up how you treat brucellosis on your own. You need to understand what brucellosis is. You need to tell everybody you know to cook all their meat thoroughly, not to buy any unpasteurized dairy products, and beware of all frozen foods that are now hitting the shelves. It may already be on the shelves. If it's not in your freezer already, I wouldn't trust it. If you're on the shelves, especially the foods from the number one food company in the world. Keep this very brief. It's in Jesus' name we go. It's in his spirit of truth that we go. I want everybody out there to get this information out to everybody they know, because this is a vital component. If we stay out in front and call them out ahead of what they're going to do, they won't do it, and it won't give them the wind and the sails that they need to keep this agenda going. This whole thing is a fraud, and they've got different ways to con us and to corral us, and no one's talking about this, folks. Everyone's talking about how there's no solutions. Folks, I'm telling you right now, I'm exposing their plans. I'm getting out in front of what they're going to do, telling you how to avoid becoming a victim of it, and I'm taking the wind out of their sails so they can't pull this off. Do you understand me? Brucellosis in the food supply. It's coming. It's already in the food on the trucks headed for the grocery stores. Anything in your freezer right now is probably okay. Anything you buy from this day forward is not. Cook the crap out of your meat. Cook all of your cheeses. Don't eat any raw cheeses. You need to do not eat anything that any dairy products. Cook them. Okay, that's all I'm telling you. And make yourself familiar with the symptoms of brucellosis. Understand the Brucella bacteria. If we look back to the 1918 Spanish flu outbreak, it was not a flu virus. It was not a flu, folks. It was a combination of a meningitis component, which is also a gram-negative bacteria, similar to brucellosis, similar to the Brucella bacteria. These are the same families. This is all the same family, folks. It's the same sick family of germs that they're pushing on us, that they're calling this fake virus, that they want everybody to take a vaccine for. Folks, they're going to put malaria in the vaccines. They've got the 5G weaponry ready to come into your house eventually. They're going to put these millimeter wave systems turned on in the classrooms. That's why they want the children in the schools. They're going to put them probably in the school lunches. The Brucella infection is going to be in those frozen foods. I'm telling you right now, if you send your children to school, don't trust the food. Pack their own lunch. Do not rely on the government to feed you, ladies and gentlemen. We're already trapped in a system where we rely on their food distribution. We need to take our own destiny into our own hands by cooking our food ourselves. Do not rely on the government to feed your children. Do not rely on the government to educate your children. Do not rely on the government for sustenance. Do not rely on the government for medical advice. They're criminals, liars, and murderers, not necessarily in that order, perhaps in the inverse order. I'm here to give you the truth. I'm here to give you advice on how to stay alive and to stay ahead of this. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Almighty Father, that you bind the works of these demonic scum and freeze them in their tracks, and may they fall into the pit that they have dug for the innocents. Do you understand me, ladies and gentlemen? That's our prayer. There's no other choice at this point. They are overplaying their hand. They are hitting below the belt. All they got is the dregs in the barrel that they're throwing us. How low can you go putting bacteria in the food to kill people? How low can you go to put in electromagnetic weaponry everywhere, telling them that it's an awesome communication system? It's a weapon designed to take their breath away and reduce their iron. You know, the 5G evolution frequencies that they put all over the towers, those reduce your iron levels. The hydroxychloroquine, they reduce your body's ability to make red blood cells. The Brucella bacteria is going to give you hemolytic anemia and give you all the symptoms of COVID, and they're going to tell you it's an outbreak, and it's going to start out maybe in young people, maybe in the Midwest, because we're back in school, or because you went to the beach for Labor Day. Folks, these people are demonic scum. They are so low, they crawl on their bellies, okay? And this is how they got to go to trick and lie and steal from us. And eventually, they're going to Bolshevik us if we don't wake up. And do you get all of us? They need our cooperation to do ourselves in. And guess what, folks? We ain't having it. And the Fullerton Informer is going to make sure, in the name of Jesus Christ, they can get away with this. This is Joe Imbriano, P.O. Box 4121, Fullerton, California. 92834, on the web at 5gdangers.com, vaxdangers.com, celltowerdangers.com, wifidangers.com, thefullertoninformer.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot sit back and let them take us to the mat by playing us for the fools that they think we are. How long have they been ramming all this wicked, evil, vile, filthy Hollywood scumbag entertainment down our throats? How long are they going to feed us all this garbage food and poisonous pills? Pimp, these pickpocket pimps in the pulpit telling us to go to the doctors, telling us to believe petrochemical pill-pushing pimps going to get away with drugging us. Folks, cook your food, open your eyes, shut that TV off, go outside, get some sunlight, get some fresh air. You've got to get sunlight and fresh air. Get rid of your sunglasses. Go barefoot while the ground's not frozen. Get outside, get healthy. Do not wear masks. Do not listen to these people, folks. And cook your food, and don't believe anything they tell you on television. They're all liars, okay? The truth is not in them. They are of their father, the devil, who's a murderer and a liar from the beginning. And guess what Jesus did? He came to put an end to their reign. And guess what you have to do, folks? The same thing I'm going to do right now. You push a button and shut it off.
And that's it.
Unbelievable. Wow. Who wants first comment? Well, cool. No problem. Go ahead.
That's the one I was talking about. That's the one I posted today.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was sent to us by Red today, so, yeah.
Yeah, I know he's telling the truth. I really do. These guys are really dark. Whatever this is, and I have my doubts that it's even human, because it's just too dark.
But yeah.
I'm glad he warned everybody about what's going on here, and my friend Marcia sent me this video today, and I saw that. I was like, this is really getting really low. I mean, people that are starting their children.
You know, they do want to get rid of 7 billion. They want to get rid of 7 billion when, by hook or by crook.
Yeah, well, by crook.
It's going to be by hook. Yeah, I mean.
This is ridiculous. This is like, if people are still buying this, and I'm scared, and a lot of them are, but nobody sees, when the people are awake, like we are, there's a whole certain section that doesn't see any of this.
Right.
And they're wearing their masks, when they're walking their dog doesn't recognize them anymore. And I'm sickened by it, and it makes me feel horrible to wake up to this every day.
Yeah.
You know, you think it's all over, but it's not over. They're still doing it. It's like,
no, guys. Well, go ahead, Bob. Go ahead.
Well, you got to look at the Draco and the reptilian history. I keep hearing this from several sources that, you know, there's some hardcore. They were here before our humans, okay?
Yeah,
they feel
that.
This is their planet.
Okay. And
they feel that this is their planet. Now, they were around here with the last polar shift. That's why, for them to survive, they had to go underground. That's why there's so many underground stuff, because that's where they reside. Now,
isn't that why they've been spraying this stuff in the air for them to come to the surface? Because they hid underground because the air was too thin for them? Is that true?
I don't know.
Our air has changed. Our clouds are gone. Our regular clouds are a thing of the past. They might be in movies, but they're not with us anymore. I don't see any more puppies.
I think not us, but they are in certain parts of the country. I've seen some videos with the beautiful clouds.
I've seen them. I know, but I'm talking about Los Angeles.
I used to see them.
I don't see any of those here.
Yeah. No, not at all. But, you know, so you got to look at a lot of them. What the word is that the real hardcore, you know, reptilians that are underground, that are still doing the adrenochrome and all that, and feeding it to their underlings who are supposed to be the movers and shakers, the A-list of Hollywood. They don't want to leave, and it would be an amazing thing if the reptilians, actually the bad reptilians, come to the surface and start battling. Now, didn't Phil Schneider get killed by a alien or a Draco?
Yes, he sure did.
Do we know what happened, Phil Schneider?
I think he was killed by the government or something. They shot him.
No, he was, they did that too. They piano wired his neck, but he was working on underground bases, and he went down too low, and he saw what was going on, and he was attacked by these reptiles, and they got some kind of ray gun on him, and it melted his fingers and cut him open like a trout, and he survived it, but he's telling the story, and they took him out. That Phil Schneider story is very real. I can tell you just by the way he says it. He's not going to lie.
There has been. I heard someone who was in the China Lake recovery of the kids under the ground, which they claim it was an earthquake, but it was really a nuke to explode the bottom, you know, so they could get in.
I mean, there's a lot of speculation going on, you know, but
they say that, you know, it's tough.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, all I know is Biden, is he engaging at all? And I don't hear anything from Kamala Harris. What's going on with that campaign?
Well, I wanted to comment a few more things on before we went to that, but I'll let you finish that. I don't. First of all, only thing I would say is, they're big. Listen, I saw some video of Biden real quick and of Kamala Harris, and they're about 20 feet apart, and yet you know they were doing different shots of Biden and different shots of her. Now, the fact that you're not hearing about them right now and hearing them, what does that tell you? They've got problems in their own camp. That's what I can basically tell you.
I don't know if they want to go ahead with him. They know he can't win if there's a debate.
Well, there's three debates, so he's got –
three? I thought there were only two, but they settled on three?
I think two or three.
Oh, yeah, they did. There's three.
Yeah,
you're
there's
right.
Three.
I heard the
three. Yeah, there's three. Trump must be loving this because that's right up his alley. And
he'll eat him alive.
Yeah.
He'll eat him alive, but it doesn't matter. The people who are going to vote for Biden are going to vote for Mickey Mouse or whoever.
I want to say something.
They just want to get rid of Trump.
Nick, are you listening?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, the guy talked about this thing called the what's the name of it? Bursera? What do you call it? Virus or something? Or the guy we just listened to? What's
it called? It's called brucellosis. Brucellosis. Bruce, like Bruce.
Right.
And then double LOSIS.
Okay, so this brucella, if this hits. Now, Nick, most of the people who had COVID, who did get attracted to COVID, if they would have had the hydrochloroquine, it would have cured them, but they weren't even given hydrochloroquine. Number two, hydroxychloroquine. Now, number two, obviously, maybe you can't take hydroxychloroquine with this particular one. I understand that. That's not a problem. But the problem is, Nick, we're on this Brucella
13.
Have you looked it up to see what they're recommending, what you can use to fight this?
No, I haven't heard about this thing before, so I've never looked
this
up.
Bob, can you look this up real quick, see what comes up for cure?
Let me read this. Okay, brucellosis, also known as the Mediterranean fever, is a contagious disease that develops from exposure to a bacteria called Brucella. There are several different types of this bacteria, and it is carried by animals such as cows, sheep, dogs, goats, pigs, camels. New strains of the Brucella bacteria have recently been found in foxes and seals. Excuse me. So basically,
sounds like you're getting
it. Transferred this.
Oh, you got it. Put your mask on. Where's Karen?
Typically, the disease begins with a fever, joint and back pain, extreme tiredness, and loss of appetite. As it progresses, it may lead to arthritis, more frequent fevers, depression, chronic fatigue, swelling of the liver, spleen, or heart. Blood tests are required for diagnosis. And the ailment is thankfully treatable. There are approximately 100 cases in the U.S. each year.
Okay.
And the World Health estimates 500,000 in the world.
Okay.
Many of those who have been successfully treated will go on to experience another episode of the disease in the future.
It sounds like
so they're putting it in. They're putting it in frozen foods.
Okay, but,
isn't that low of them?
Bob, what? Now, I hate to say this. Is it vitamin D or what? Or is there any? Okay, so we have to do some research. I'm going to see if I can make a few phone calls tomorrow into some people and find out or look up what we can take naturally for this Brucella and give out some antidotes because I think it's extremely important. They don't say what to take. Is it penicillin or something or what?
But here's the thing.
Go ahead,
Nick. Look at what the symptoms of it are.
Right.
Okay. Fever, chills, loss of appetite, sweats, weakness, fatigue, joint, muscle, and back pain and headaches. What does that sound like?
COVID.
Yeah, exactly. So you go to your doctor and you tell them this is what's happening to you. What's the first thing that's going to go through their head? Oh, you're a COVID case.
All right. Yeah,
and they're going to start treating you for that.
Okay, right. There's a lot of information.
This is
a joke. If you look under Brussels.
This is so embarrassingly ridiculous. They're playing games. They're playing army. They're playing house. This is a fake. Everything is a fake here. And I'm so sick of it. Now, this is what they're going to do. Joey Embriano, I believe he's telling us the truth. I do. And that's why I brought him up earlier.
Right.
I heard this video today, and I could picture them doing this. This is dark, but how do they get into their food supply like that? Who lets them in there? I mean, these companies, these corporations just say, yeah, go ahead and tape the food that we're, our bird's eye vegetables. Go ahead and taint those. How do they get into
everything?
Well,
here's the thing. Because I'm reading like the same kind of stuff that Bob has just been saying at you,
there's
too.
There's many articles.
Yeah, how it spreads is one of the things you eat is infected dairy product or, you know, dairy products from infected animals. So all they got to kind of do is cheat on the pasteurization process for milk, which, by the way, pasteurization is, it kills all the good stuff along with the bad stuff. So it's not really a great thing. But, you know, if they allow infected animals and they know it, or they miss it and they don't do the pasteurization and they just start throwing this stuff on the into the markets deliberately, what's going to happen? You're going to all of a sudden they're going to sit there and go, oh, we have an outbreak of, and look at the symptoms. It's got to be a COVID outbreak. Lock everything down again.
Exactly.
But we got to find out, Nick, what you can take to you know.
Antibiotics.
It's just antibiotics because
brucellosis is not a virus, it's a bacteria.
Okay, it's a bacteria.
Yeah, so you take antibiotics and...
Okay. Antibiotics.
That'll take care of it. It says it takes a little while for it to work, though. But,
You got to take probiotics after that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I gotta get a probiotic and start taking a probiotic just to keep me a little, get some more probiotic in me.
Antibiotics are not a good thing.
You only want to use antibiotics if you actually have to. Otherwise, you don't want to be on antibiotics.
No, because it wrecks your immune system.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, my mom just had her tooth removed. Just a tooth removed back there. The antibiotics they gave her would kill a 3,000-pound truck driver. I'm looking at these things, these big green bombs. There she is. She's 85 years old, and she's hardly walking. And here they give her this stuff. And I am sick of this. I mean, really.
It's bad. Murder Incorporated.
10 days? No.
Yeah.
And I won't give them to her.
Make sure you finish them now. Please make sure you finish your bottle.
Yeah, I got brothers and sisters that are complete sheep, and I'm in a stress fest in the middle, and I feel like I'm the murderer. But I said I can't be responsible for this one because it was a tooth removal. And you know what? You can put coconut oil in your mouth and swish it around. It takes every bacteria out of your mouth. I don't know if you guys have done that before. It's just called pulling, and it pulls all the bacteria out of your teeth. And gums and people that have pain in their teeth, swish that coconut oil in your mouth, spit it out, and I'm telling you, it goes away. The bacteria is what's causing the pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So just do that. If these people are giving you bombs that are going to thrash your whole body and telling you that you need that.
Well, and the downside to those antibiotics, too, is that it starts to build up resistant strains of the bacteria.
Right.
And there's only so many of these magic bullets that we have left. And, you know, you can't give somebody the highest rated antibiotic that there is, you know, for something minor. But they're now finding out that there are now antibiotic resistant strains of what's that venereal disease?
syphilis?
Well, not syphilis.
Gonorrhea?
I think it's, yeah, gonorrhea. There's some of that. There's other, you know, bacteria is starting to evolve and become resistant to more and more antibiotics.
Right.
And so it's kind of like, you know, at some point, you know, that magic bullet's not going to work anymore. Then what happens?
Right.
Yeah.
So
well, we're a total experiment down here.
I think I'm definitely going to try to go get a probiotic again, a really good one this weekend, guys, and start taking it and just keep me, you know, a little stronger. I'm taking tons of vitamins right now, Nick. I'm exercising. I'm in the sun. I'm not wearing the mask. You know, when I'm exercising, I don't wear a mask when I'm in my house. I don't wear a mask when I'm out from my front yard or my backyard. I only put it on when they force me to go into some place. But then as soon as they do, I just kind of put it below my nose and my mouth and, you know, walk around and get what I got to get and get out.
Yeah. Next time I go to the VA, when they tell me to wear a mask, I got to remember to bring a magic marker so I can write a message on it before I put it on.
Yeah.
They're not going to like it. They're not going to like the message either.
Oh, God.
Well, I think everybody should walk around. I think the guy Fosk masks should all come in style. You know, people can kind of like, you know, hey, yeah, we're V for Vendetta, baby. V for Vendetta.
Unreal.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Got it.
And what about Disneyland? Could you believe they're at least it made the headlines? It gets people thinking.
Yeah, well, we'll have to wait till we get some more information. But yeah,
what would happen? Yeah, to Anaheim? I'm not buying it though.
I'm not buying that one. That's too big of a project.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're happy there. We're spraying the people in the park, and I'm sure there's frequency shooting out of Mickey Mouse's hind end as you go in there. You know, I wouldn't trust Disneyland for anything. Everything's GMO food, and that's the worst chemtrails I've seen is over Disneyland because they know they're hitting a group of people.
Well, that whole area down there, because you've also got the convention center.
Oh, absolutely.
You've got the hotels there. I mean, remember when we went down there for the Natural Products Health Expo?
Yeah.
I mean, the hotels were filled up. The convention center was filled up. You got Disneyland right down the street. I mean, there's got to be about 500,000 people there at any given time when that's open.
Oh yeah. Listen, when they get the expo in, while Disneyland is there, Nick, they say that every hotel room is booked for blocks and weeks and months and booked because. The expo has outgrown the convention center, but because they know it brings in so many dollars, they don't want to move it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I don't blame the convention center; they make money off of it, but
right.
You know, they were actually moving that into the hotel rooms, into the hotel conference rooms, because there was no room left in the expo center. And if anybody has ever seen that place, that thing is three stories tall, and it's probably as big on one floor as about 5 or 6 football fields.
That thing is huge. And that's why, Nick, they finished the part two to the convention center across the street next to the Hilton, and it's a couple of floors, and they're all in there now.
Yeah,
we would have went this year, but
yeah, they canceled it.
They canceled rights, but it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I'll try to do some more research on this Brucella thing and see what natural health products you can take for something like this, and then I'll get back to us fairly shortly.
There's all kinds of natural antibiotics you can take.
I think so.
These people need to be exposed that are doing this. I mean, we're just accepting.
I agree.
This. Our food now we can't. Where is this coming from? Where is this coming from? Why are they allowed in all these corporations and food companies to be able to do that to our food?
Well, have you seen those industrial milk farms?
No.
I was talking about this with my cousin because he has goats and he milks the goats. But I've had some of that raw goat milk and it's actually not bad. And he does drive a milk truck on occasion. But some of the way that they treat those cows, they shoot them up with all kinds of antibiotics, all kinds of hormones to make them produce more milk.
It's all about money. It's so sad.
You know,
And there is milk, by the way, they advertise grass-fed cows, so that they're not just shooting all the cows. There is some dairies out there that feed their grass-fed
farms. Those are all the smaller farms that you can find. The milk that you get from those smaller farms is so much more healthier for you than what you'll ever get from those industrial places.
Right, I agree. I agree, Nick.
I don't trust grass-fed anything because I've seen the thing, the grass-fed chicken eggs and all that, and then you see where they really are, and they're locked in this crazy pen with all this chicken crap everywhere.
No, not at some of the small family farms that I've been to. They let the chickens run out.
I want that. I want to picture that and all that stuff. But I just don't totally believe they're telling us the truth because they want to sell their product.
As a matter of fact, on my cousin's farm, which isn't too far from here, he actually had to pop a possum from across the lawn that was going after his chickens. So 22 will shoot pretty far.
I just got a call from the Magic Man.
Okay, Wendy.
He wants you to call him, but he said he saw on BitChute the article about Bezos. He ordered it from France, I guess, and the Amazon plane delivered it into this live missile to the state of Florida, which, of course, that's where Trump is quite a bit. And it was removed from YouTube immediately, but you could see it on BitChute in a reference to Alex Jones.
Okay.
So that's regarding the
missile. Okay.
The potential assassination attempt on our president via missile.
They're going to do a fake. They've already predicted the fake shooting and the whole thing. I'm not going to buy any of this. Circus. Not buying it at all.
Well, yeah, but it might be. They also said that they tried to poison him with water and food. I mean, there's all these stories.
Well, they can't do that because he has the magical hair, that protects him.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. There's so many stories going on, and they're keeping us occupied while they're spraying the piss out of us. And I can't sit there and pay attention to this. Biden, look at that guy. You ever see Boris Karloff in The Mummy? That's him.
The Mummy of Frankenstein. He looks a little like Frankenstein, too. Right.
Wasn't Bela Lugosi one of these characters or something?
Yeah, Bela Lugosi was Frankenstein and the Mummy. Like, they all switched around characters. They were stupid. but The Mummy was Boris Karloff, and that's what Biden looks like exactly.
He does.
Look at a picture of the Mummy. Just type in Mummy Boris Karloff. You're going to see Biden right there. Right there.
Yeah, unbelievable.
I wish there's a debate. That's going to be unbelievable.
Unbelievable,
guys. I'm not playing that whole game there. That's the whole...
I'm glad we got to play the video, guys, and people got to hear it and hear this, and they can.
So happy you played that. I heard that today. I go. I hope they play that.
We got that from Red today. So we heard it, and we're like, we're playing this tonight. So yeah, we're happy.
It was so clear too. It was so clear and beautiful, and out there. It was so great that you guys did that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if we all die tomorrow, at least we tried.
Oh yeah, guys. We try to get the information out there so people can make decisions for their friends and family and themselves. And And they can't kill us all, so hopefully some of us will be able to live and, you know, tell people what really happened.
Yeah, protect your children and keep them away from these psychos. And you guys did a great job with that today. I'm so happy you played that. I mean, I can't even tell you.
Oh, yeah.
I was excited when you played it. I was like, yes, I was telling you about it. You played it.
Yeah, and there is a lot of information on it. So just like the quantum financial system, I'm going to be up quite a bit taking notes and trying to absorb what's going on, because that's coming right around the corner, and they've kept that really under.
But I will say this, Bob. I have heard from another source that they are trying to take all the cash. So I hate to say this, you need to hold on to some or bury some, just in case of some emergency. Because these guys just, you know, they play all sides of the board. So you don't need to just be careful that you need to keep some cash just in case does happen.
There will be a time. I don't know how long they're going to give us, a year to cash in your cash. Because it will be worthless after a certain date.
Right. Well, until that does, I just say, you know, be careful.
Yeah, cash is king still.
And your change, I hate to say that, you got a car or you got a coin purse or you've got a bottle by your front door where you put all your loose change. Keep some change on you just in case of some emergency. I hate to say that, but then we're not in a shortage of change, but I think they just want it. Because they want to get it out of circulation, so.
Well, they don't want to give you the change. I think it. I don't know. Is it the 50? If they owe you 49 cents in change, will they give it to you? Or
they do. I've been to stores. I think people got mad, so they just whatever it is, they give it to you. I hate to say that, but I haven't met a store I've been into. They just, here you go. Thank you. Because I think there was a. There was kind of a cry out about the change thing, and you know what? They didn't want to face the heat.
So I mean, there was a time when it came out to $1.10. I gave the guy $2. He gave me back the dollar. You know.
Okay.
They're gonna have take it in the shorts. And these poor companies.
Well, it's not even the companies; it's the mom and pop stores that are.
Yeah, the mom and pop stores. That's what I meant. It's poor. Oh, boy. Well, have a great week, everybody.
Yeah, man. Interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. We're back on Tuesday. Hopefully, we'll have a couple of things to say about what's going on. That's on the show we did tonight. Nick, how many more minutes we have left?
We're at the end.
Okay, well, thank you so much. We'll see you Tuesday for Natural Healthy Connections, and Nick will be Tuesday night. Thank you, John. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Nick, for everything. And Gary, we'll get back to you as soon as we can. And God bless, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.